So, are we live? We should be live. And we are live. So, hey guys, welcome to our new live stream. And it is going to be crazy today because this week we had a lot of launches and just it was mind blowing this week. And I didn't expect this many launches to come this week. And it has been crazy of late, and I'm literally excited for NVIDIA's cards. Like, so excited I am. 8K gaming. Let's talk about that later first. And let's first talk about Realme. And Realme launched the Realme 7 smartphone and 7 Pro smartphone this week. And I think that 7 Pro is actually an okay phone, but the 7 is kind of interesting. It dependent upon you, this can be great, this can be either great or this can complete trash. So first let's talk about the specs of this phone. So we have a punch hole display and a quad camera setup. We have the new Helio G95 processor. That's the successor to the very popular Helio G90T. And the Helio G90T performed really well. And we expect even this Helio G95 to perform really well. Then we have 30 watt DART charging. This is really interesting because this Realme 7 and Realme 7 Pro actually have very high speeds of charging for their price point. At 30 watts is a lot for 50,000 rupees. Then we have a Sony 64 megapixel sensor, which is a second generation sensor, and we have a 90 hertz LCD. That's what I'm bummed up about. LCD full HD plus display, but LCD is what we expect in this price range, so I'm okay with that. Next, we have a 5000 mAh battery. I just don't know how did Realme recreate this. Like, 5000 mAh battery with 30 watt fast charging is just mind blowing. It's off the charts. Completely off the charts it is. And we have PUV Rainline verified certification. That's the new certification, and Realme is the first phone to be certified. We have the Starry mode from the Realme X3 Super Zoom. And let's first talk about a little about that Helio G95 processor, because this is a really interesting processor. It's almost same to same like a Helio G90T, but there's some few changes. There's one change mainly. That is the graphics part of this chip is boosted, and it clocks up to 900 megahertz now, which is boosted from the normal G90T. Then we also have cooling in this one. We have a carbon fiber cooling system, and I never saw someone using carbon fiber in cooling, and this is going to be really interesting, and it might be good. I'm not sure, but I think it might be good, the cooling, because Realme 6 had some heating issues, and this is the reason why they went with a carbon fiber cooling, I think. Okay, so the next one, 30 watt DART charge. This is crazy. I remember seeing 30 watt chargers only in OnePlus phones, like high-end OnePlus phones, and it was a dream at the time. But now we are getting this for so cheap. You might as well avoid the OnePlus phones if you are buying a battery-related phone. And a 5000 monster battery, and it's just great how they went with the battery on this series. We have a Sony 64 megapixel quad cam, but I would like to call it dual cam because black and white lens and macro lens doesn't make a lot of difference. And we have 119 degrees ultra-wide lens and a Sony second generation 64 megapixel camera. And That is what I would like to talk about this phone. But Realme didn't launch this alone, and they launched the Realme 7 Pro. This now is a monstrous phone. Like, literally, off the charts, Realme has blown it. So we are getting 65 watt super that charge, and oh god, 100% in 34 minutes. That's really, really good. Then we have the same Sony 64 megapixel second generation sensor from the Realme 7, and we have a super AMOLED display. Wow. Okay, we don't have that fancy 90 Hz, but super AMOLED is still a win-win situation for me. Super AMOLED is great, and Realme's AMOLED screens are actually very, very good. My mother uses the Realme S, and in that there's an AMOLED screen, and it is like top-notch quality. It is really good. It is not comparable to Samsung's displays, but it is really comparable to some of like lower-end phones' displays, like iQOO and all that stuff. Then we have a Qualcomm Snapdragon 720G. Why would they give this processor? This is where I think that Realme has compromised a lot in this phone. Snapdragon 720G is the same processor we got in the Realme 6 Pro. I was expecting that this would come with the Snapdragon 732G, which the Poco X3 is coming with, but it didn't come with that, and I'm really upset and bummed up that Realme has given us a Snapdragon 720G processor. I know that 720G is a really good chip. It is better than the Snapdragon 730G as well. But just that, this is what we got in the last generation, and we don't have any type of improvement. Next, we have a 32 megapixel in-display selfie, which again, sweet Realme. Their selfie sensors are very large and really good. I like Realme selfie sensors. Then we have like in-display fingerprint, that's expected with an AMOLED display, but dual stereo speakers. Like, this is bringing some of the higher features to lower end. No, it's not that low end anymore, but stereo speakers in a 20,000 rupees phone by Realme. I think that this phone is actually really, really, compelling option if you are in a market for a really good phone but don't care about performance a lot. Like, you want just like a very good day-to-day performer and sometimes casual PUBG gameplay. Oh, I'm sorry about that. We'll come to that later. You might know what I'm talking about. Okay. The 65 watt super dark charge we have, which charges 100% in 34 minutes. Snapdragon 720G, the gaming. Stop advertising Realme. Literally, stop advertising for 1 second. It is not the gaming pro. G95 performs better than that. Super AMOLED display again. And it even covers 98% NTSC color gamut, which is again very color accurate. It's just a great phone. And in this launch event, even Realme unveiled three more IoT or lifestyle products. They unveiled a smart toothbrush for 2,000 rupees, a suitcase for 2,000 rupees, and a tote bag for 1,000 rupees. So that's what Realme launched this week, and I'm really excited for their newer V series phones and the Realme watch. So let's talk about Realme now, and what we'll talk about next. Let's talk about LG. And LG has actually it's been launching a screen swiveling phone. Like, I don't know how can you. This is what the phone will look like. It'll have two displays propped up against each other, one vertically and one horizontally. And I don't know what is the use of this design. But mostly, it's going to be a concept phone, and we can't, judge a concept phone because we don't have the actual pricing of that phone. And the name is going to be Wing, it seems. How does this look like a wing to anyone? If you can answer that, please leave a comment in the live chat or the comment down below after this live stream ends. Okay, that's done. But there will be a trailer of this phone which I'm going to show now. See this trailer. It will launch on September 14th, and I'm really excited for this, guys. And I just want to see how can a brand give this type of phone, like one vertically screen and another horizontally, and what's the use? I can see people using this for gaming, for live streams. So you can game at one point, and you can see the live chat down below, or you can adjust your stream and all that stuff. Anyway, a really cool fort, I must say. Let's then go to Samsung. And Samsung unveiled the Z Fold 2.
This is a compact device, but with a large screen. Impossible, right? Well, it folds, and it's made of ultra-thin glass, thinner than a single hair on your head. And the hinge doesn't just open and close, but stays put. With quadruple cam technology, protected by corrosion-preventing materials and Sweepertech, for the pesky dust and dirt you never see. It's all hidden beautifully. So now you can hold your phone any way you like, or not at all, and then fold it away.
Now that was a good thing. Samsung unveiled its latest Z Fold 2 this week, and it was crazy launch event. And the price is $2,000, and it better be worth that price because you're getting a better hinge design than last year. A Snapdragon 865 plus processor. And a triple camera setup, a new upgraded triple camera setup, and it just looks stunning. That I'm in love with that mystic bronze, literally. I just love that mystic bronze color. I just love it, and I wish they get it in a good price in India because $2,000 is a lot. It's a lot to spend on a phone. It's like we are spending what you want to spend on something else, like gold or something, and you're putting it here. So it better be worth that 2000 price. And I'm going to just show you their product page. Z Fold 2. I actually saved that web page, but there seems to be some compatibility issues, so. This is the Z Fold 2. Looks stunning, right? Like, how can you tell me that that looks bad? That looks very good, guys. And it's a gorgeous phone. And mainly you're getting a processor improvement and that camera improvement and the displays. Oh, I forgot about the displays. The displays now. You have a punch hole in the front screen, so it's widespread and it is almost bezel-less. And inside also we have a punch hole instead of that notch. So that is about the Z Fold 2 and $2,000. I'm really stressing that point right now. It just better be worth that price. I'm not sure if it's going to be worth that price or not, but it should be. If it isn't, it's not a good deal. Then let's talk about. Okay, what do we talk about? Let's talk about Nvidia. And wow, Nvidia just crushed it. Like, literally. My God. just so NVIDIA's last generation chips were the RTX 2080 Ti. The RTX 2080 Ti were NVIDIA's last generation chips. But they launched three new cards, 3070, 3080, and 3090, based on their Ampere architecture. I'm not going to go dive right in for this, what is this architecture, and it's made on 8 nanometers node and everything like that. But I'm going to say that it's made by Samsung and it's 8 nanometers. It is made on that 8 nanometer node, which is very battery efficient. And NVIDIA just killed its own 2080 Ti processor because they launched this 3070 processor, RTX 3070, and that is better than the RTX 2080 Ti. And RTX 2080 Ti started at a launch price of $1,500, and you can still find one for $1,500. And this RTX 3070 is $499. Like, is NVIDIA crazy with their pricing schemes or what? Not able to understand. Oh my God. Okay. Sorry, that just happened. Wait. Did something happen to the live stream, guys? Wait a minute. I'll just be back. Wait a minute. The camera just stopped working. So, yeah, I'm really sorry that camera just stopped working and now it is working. As you can see, it is working now. But just, comment down or something like that when that something like that happens. And I'm actually monitoring the stream. So, okay, let's talk about that again. So, let me just go back. And yeah, so the last year's 2080 Ti was around, what was it? Around $1,500. And this 3070, which performs better than the 2080 Ti, is $499. So literally, NVIDIA just killed its own graphic card. Why would they do that? Like, if someone had bought RTX 2080 Ti like a week back, so rip for those people, rip 2080 Ti. But what is NVIDIA thinking? Like, it was literally, I'm speechless. Why would they do something like that? And they also launched the 3080 chip. And the 3080 chip is actually pretty good. You're getting that at around $800, and it has almost not double, but almost double the performance as the 2080 Ti. And next we have the monstrous 3090, and 3090 is like one of the best graphic cards ever made because it can do up to 8K 60 FPS gaming. 8K. Like, you need a proper 8K TV to run it. But it can. It can. So it we can. It can run proper 8K 60 FPS games. I don't think that any game is supposed to run at 8K right now because I don't know which CPU can handle that pressure, but it is 8K. What can we do? And that is what Nvidia launched in their launch event. Let me just show you their teaser. It should be somewhere here. Yeah, there they go. Just watch that, it's what we do. Ampere, we love Ampere, the Ampere. Another level in this the ultimate place. Wasn't that great? You got bit. It is really, really good. Okay, that is about Nvidia and Intel. How could Intel stay back, man? AMD is just destroying Intel, so they can't stay back from the competition. And Intel has given us the latest 11th gen Tiger Lake processor for thin and light laptops, and supposedly not confirmed, they're going to be better than AMD. Like, just putting it out there, they're mostly going to be better than AMD because the graphics have been upgraded to Intel Iris Xe, which is great. But still, at the higher end chips also, we have 4 cores and 8 threads. I don't know how is that supposed to be better than AMD because AMD is offering 8 cores and 16 threads in thin and light Asus Zephyrus G14. Like, and Intel just, revamped its logo for simplicity. Really, Intel, if Apple has left you, AMD has crushed you. What do we do? We don't work on 7 nanometer, we work on a new logo. What a new logo then. That's what we need. A new logo. Simplified Intel just in a weird font. That's our logo now. We changed everything to a weird font. That's our logo now. Different color scheme, that's our logo. And they even launched their new Evo line of processor, which is supposedly going to take on AMD. Why am I doing that disturb? Okay, it is supposedly going to take on AMD. So I don't know what to say. It's just a really good processor, and Asus has showed its new laptop, which is the Asus ZenBook Flip S, and I hate the naming scheme, by the way. It's really cool. It's a 2-in-1. It has 4K OLED touchscreen display, the 11th gen core processor, and just it's fantastic. And we don't know the price of that yet, so we'll wait for that. Till then, just look at this promo Wait a minute. Okay. We really need this one. Based on their newer, you know, laptops that are going to be coming in this one. And they're even going to have Thunderbolt 4. I said that Thunderbolt 3 is popular, not Thunderbolt 4. I like this one. Acer, AC, HP. I just don't know what is this better than the budget family. That's their new logo. Okay, that is about Intel for today at least. We're going to cover that on the next live stream. Whenever that happens, more we're going to cover that. And what we are going to talk about now. Let's talk about the Redmi Band. And Redmi is supposedly launching its new Redmi Band that's going to be priced affordably. It's a fitness tracker, and it's just very interesting that there's a Redmi Band and a Mi Band which look kind of similar. I get reminded of Poco every time now. Poco the rebrander. Okay, and so let's watch a teaser they launched for this Redmi Band. I'm not really excited for this phone, but I don't really, sorry, phone. They're just this phone. I'm not excited for this fitness tracker, but it's, you know, it's a new fitness tracker and we are going to see some old design with new features at a very good price. So that's that. And let's talk about tech for a second, and let's talk about movies. And I'm sad to say that Robert Pattinson, who is playing the Batman and who is in Tenet, has reportedly tested COVID-19, and Batman has officially stopped, just halted production, and it's painful. I really wanted to see Batman and Pattinson's acting in that movie. So that's it. Let's talk about Samsung again now. Because why not? If we can talk about Samsung, let's talk about Samsung. So the Samsung Galaxy M51, which is going to launch this month, has been launched in Germany secretly. Good Samsung. Very good. We have a 6.7-inch AMOLED FHD Plus display. Really, really good. 64 megapixel main camera, 12 megapixel wide camera, 5 megapixel depth camera, 5 megapixel macro camera. So not a quad camera setup, but a dual camera setup. We have, it's unspecified, the product, the processor is unspecified, but it is believed that in the Indian market, we are going to see the Snapdragon 730G processor. And we have a monstrous 7000 mAh battery. That's the kind of battery we expect in a tablet. And nowadays we are seeing that in phones. How miraculous, or let's say bulky. This phone is going to be a huge phone to hold. That's out there. And it's going to have Android 10 with One UI 2.0. And the pricing is reportedly been 31,500 rupees for 6 GB and 128 GB variant. Again, this is a European unit, and prices are really high in Europe, so don't know what to talk about it more now. That's the M51, and mostly that's the phone we are going to see in India, but I'm not really excited for this one. It's not great phone. Like, it's just a masterpiece. It's not one of those phones. It's one of those wacky phones that no one cares, but people will still buy. Okay, what we have then? OnePlus 8T. Because why not? The OnePlus, people have been teasing the OnePlus 8T from a long time, and specifications have now come out, and they're going to have an AMOLED 120Hz display and a Snapdragon 865 plus processor, 48 megapixels, almost the same camera as the OnePlus 8. And we are also going to have a, reportedly, we are also going to have a 65 watt fast charger. That's what I'm really excited about, because if OnePlus does that 65 watt charger right, that can potentially beat the Realme's 65 watt charger. And the design has now come out, and reportedly this is recent. And you might be wondering, why am I showing this in MS Paint? Like, it's been years since I touched that. But this is a WebP file, so it can only be viewed in MS Paint. This is the design with the NevaCity logo, and mostly it's going to be a punch hole again. Why did OnePlus skip that, you know, that awesome pop-up camera? I still like pop-up camera more than a punch hole. I mean, it's just much better than this punch hole. You get that full viewing experience. This is not designed for 18 by 18:9 content. Well done there. What's talk about next? So JioFiber, they launched their new plans recently, and you're getting for 1,499 rupees 300 Mbps and 12 OTT apps included, which is really good. And we actually are using this plan right now, and it's great. We have that unlimited, truly unlimited internet. Just wanted to show you guys that. Okay. So next, let's talk about my experience about something. Okay. So recently, if you saw my description, I created a, you know, a Twitch account, and I wanted to stream on Twitch, but I couldn't because, you know, my laptop isn't capable to stream to both Twitch and YouTube at once. So that's really kind of bad, but it is capable of streaming to Restream. And if you haven't heard about Restream, it's a service where it changes your stream key to a custom stream key in services like YouTube and Twitch. And what it does is, it will give you, you should provide the content, you should provide the live stream to Restream, and it will distribute it to Twitch and YouTube or any other thing. Like, there's like 30 different live streaming softwares that, and it is actually really good, but there's one catch. It's priced, and every other software that's out there is not free, and it is you know, paid software. And the stream is costing around $15 a month. That's a lot in India, because the dollar to INR conversion rate is a lot in India. Then, okay, I wanted to use the free version. So there is a free version. I'll try to use it. And they put a huge watermark called Restream on my stream. And it was really bad looking, and the stream was 720p. And it's just bad. I don't like anyone putting watermarks on my content, or, you know, telling me that it's paid, because I hate paid stuff, and I wanted something that was free, but I couldn't get it. And Restream is actually pretty good software. It does things like very efficiently, but it's really hard to use. I don't know why they have made it in that way, but it is really hard to use, and I hate it. Let me just show you the software. It is stream.io. I really spent looking for alternatives to Restream, but couldn't find one. So this is actually Restream. you can stream to, like, as they're showing YouTube, LinkedIn, or Facebook directly. You can just, you can put your own logo, your own watermarks. That is actually pretty good. And you can, put your live chat on the screen. Like, you can do a Q&A, proper Q&A with this software. And it just is a great software, but really, really flawed due to its surprising structure. Let me just show you. It's $19 a month, which is a lot. And a professional, this thing, a professional plan will get you $50 a month, which is a lot in India. And that $20 a month doesn't give you a lot of access because it only gives you 6 hours of stream, which is really, really bad. And I wish they fixed that because I really like the software, but really, really expensive, not only in India, but also in USA. So, did we cover all the topics today? I think we are done with all the topics. Okay. Then 11th processors, latest launch as a Jio Fiber, LGBO, cards. We covered all topics really. And we are ending a little bit shortly, but we covered all the topics. And what I planned for this live stream were done. And so, thank you for tuning in this live stream. And you are going to find this live stream turn into an audio and posted on Anchor and my podcast really soon. But thank you for tuning in. Stay safe, stay home, and bye, guys. So, I'll just end the stream now.